Hello everyone, welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love the Lord our God and King. The love of God is so outstanding. He loves every soul. He loves every one of us, and not for what we can do for Him. He loves us for who? He loves you for you. I'm talking about the love of God, the kind of love that will leave heaven, the kingdom of heaven, become a man. Now, you understand, Jesus is going to be a man forever. He became a man to die in our place. That's how much God loves you. And I was telling my nephew just today, the day I recorded this radio broadcast, that the God kind of love, He did for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. And that's what we have to understand. Many people feel like people are trying to get over on them when they talk about the love of God and what Jesus came to do, and about salvation itself. Some people don't trust salvation. They think that it's just a way that people bilk money out of people. But salvation is very important. Jesus said, how can they heal without a preacher? Preachers that, you know, that God has preachers that love Him. All preachers are not of God. Satan called, you know, he tried to hijack anybody that will yield to him. And sometimes people do give in to the world and try to bilk money out of people. But most preachers really love God. And many preachers really truly love God. And they walk the line. They obey the Lord and they do His will. And they do it for the right reason. Now, the focus is not on man, but it's on God. Jesus is the one that became a man. Now the Lord, Father God, sent Jesus Christ the Son. He made a covenant with Abraham. And Abraham kept the covenant. He sacrificed His only begotten Son, Isaac, who willingly laid His life down. And He was grown, by the way. He was not a child. He was a man. And He laid His own life down. He was willing. And before, when Abraham drew the knife back, the angel stopped him. And they sacrificed the ram in the bush. The Lord tested him. But that sealed the covenant. And God made sure that He sent His only begotten Son. And then Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, he asked the Lord, Father, is there another way? And then He said, not thy will, not my will, thy will be done. He laid His life down willingly. This was not easy for Him, but He did it for you and me. If somebody loves you that much, it's worth investigating. Sometimes people allow people to lie to them because they don't want to be responsible to God. So they try to play the ignorant card. Well, my friend, the ignorant card won't work. That's been tried before, and it always fails everybody who tries it. If you try to ignore the love of God and pretend you don't understand, Satan's going to fool you. You're going to live your whole life will be a terrible disadvantage compared to what it would be if you investigated the love of God and even trusted the Lord, especially if you trust and receive salvation. No man can judge salvation without receiving salvation. Because it's a reality. It's a reality that you enter into by faith. Everybody who believes on Jesus Christ of their own free will, they heard the word, they received it, and they acted on it. And they trust Jesus as their Savior. They have faith in Him, not their good works, not their good intentions, not foreign religions that are inspired by demons. But they take a closer look at Jesus and the whole, and they receive his word. The Holy Spirit helps them believe. Now, to all those who believe on Jesus and give their life to him, he's not just their savior, he is their Lord. They believed on him from the heart. They have what I love to call peace. This kind of peace is not a dictionary definition. There is no reference for the kind of peace that comes with salvation. This kind of peace is a reference. The Holy Spirit living in you, you know, you're sealed to the day of redemption. And that peace, you know you're on the right track. You're not, people who really believe from the heart, and I'm not talking about from the mind, but I'm talking about from the heart, they have an inner witness that is real. Now, people on the outside that never believed on Jesus Christ, they don't have a reference of that kind of peace. They don't have the inner witness of the Holy Spirit. When they have problems, they don't have a comforter. Hear me good, because I love you. It's not fair to know about these things and not express it well. When I got saved, I experienced it. Now, my parents were pastors. My dad was a pastor, and my mother was very dedicated to helping my dad in ministry. He was a Methodist pastor. And they loved the church, they loved the people, and they loved God, they loved Jesus, and they taught me his ways. The best they knew how. And many people would have thought that I was saved because I knew how to behave myself around my parents. And I used to enjoy going to church, but I didn't make Jesus my Lord until I was 19 years old. And I went to church all my life. Now, I went to my daddy's church. My daddy pastored out of town. So, my older sisters was living at home. They moved back with their children. And their sons were like my brothers. We're 5 and 6 years apart. And I wanted to stay home and play with my friends one day. And my older sister asked my parents if I could stay, and they take me to church in town. So from that point on, I always went to church from the age of 10. From that point on, I went to church in town. My dad went out of town. And I eventually went to church with him later on in life. But Reverend Rice was my pastor. He was a good man of God too. Now, I went to church all my life, and the Lord blessed me. When I was out of bounds, the Lord heard the prayers of my parents, and he secured me. When I had a mind to get in trouble, see, when you don't know God for yourself, you don't have a reference for salvation. If somebody said, "Are you going to heaven?" I would have said, "I hope so." Now, I prayed that prayer, "Lord, I lay me down to sleep." I give my soul, you know, protect my soul, you know, the prayer. Now, I lay me down to sleep. That prayer. You want the Lord to protect your soul and take you to heaven if you die. But I didn't believe on Jesus Christ. It's been so long that I prayed that way, I forgot. You see, I just forgot the prayer. But I did not ask the Lord to save me through Christ. And I knew to do that because my cousin explained it. But I didn't do it. And I didn't do it on purpose, because I wanted to make sure I would obey him. And I had to get my own mind right. But the day that I believed on Jesus Christ, I felt his peace for the very first time. And it was an inner reference that I had made the right choice. I knew for a fact that I would live forever. And it was such a blessing that I got upset with all Christians. I got upset with my parents because nobody told me how good it was. You know how when preachers are preaching good and people get happy in church, they're enveloped in that kind of peace. It's not a joke. People laugh at people. I remember a kid my own age. I was around 10. My dad was doing a revival in Utah, Alabama. And I was singing in the choir. And this guy my age, he got happy. Now, this is a Methodist church. My dad kind of preached like a Pentecostal sometime, but he was a Methodist. He believed the Methodist doctrine. But sometimes people get happy. And this guy went to shouting in the Methodist church. My age, I looked over and I'm thinking, what's wrong with him? I didn't feel what he felt. He was sincere before God. I was not. I cared about God, but I didn't know him. You can go through the ranks of the church and never know God for yourself unless you believe on Jesus Christ. And some people say, well, I tried God. Did you really try God? Did you believe from the heart? Are you willing to lay your life down and do whatever God say do? Will you take time and study the word of God and get to know him? When you sincerely surrender to him, believing on Jesus Christ, the only reason we go to heaven, nobody deserves to go to heaven except Jesus. We go because we believe that he did for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And that's it. Now, he gave us power to become the sons and daughters of God. From there, we can do things that pertain to life and godliness, and we should. But see, salvation, when you believe on Jesus Christ, you get a new spirit. You don't want to do wrong anymore. And people that never believe from the heart, they don't know what I'm talking about. Even if you went through all the ranks, if you never believed on Jesus from the heart, you don't have a relationship. Unless you believe on Jesus from the heart, not just mental agreement. Because when people believe from the heart, they live according to the word of God. They live from the standpoint of love, and that's all they want. They don't want to do the darkness. When they revert back and start doing things of the world, they lose that kind of peace. This is why, and the Lord is about to return. But he told me the people that don't fill their heart with his word, people that don't have his word in their heart, they won't make it. When they see the things that's about to happen, their faith will fail. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. I'm saying these things because when I said, Lord, I hope I have a few more weeks to share this. Because people, your life is very precious to God. He paid a high cost for every one of us. I believe that Jesus died. I know that he died for all of us collectively and individually. Because God can think through time. He know your name. He know your parents' name. He knows your future children's name. If he delays his return, he knows everything about you. I learned more about myself and my relationship with the Lord. He can teach you about yourself. God loves us. So before you rule it out or discount what the things of God, go before the Lord in prayer and do your own research. Read the word for yourself. Don't read it trying to see what kind of loopholes you can get around. And I'm not trying to downgrade you or speak evil of anybody. But read it and let it minister to you. Let it bless you. Hear it. because God is talking to us. When you study the Word of God, that's God talking to you now. And you owe it to yourself to at least hear Him out. Now, the Lord loves us so much, and He cares about us so much. And people who love God are the only ones who represent Him more accurately. And they do it from that with their testimony. Every testimony that's sincere from people that love God, it's accurate, and it helps to paint a greater picture of who God is. But let me say this, the Word of God, if you study, as you study the Word of God, you get vision of who He is. And He's not just a hearsay God, He's real. And he's also alive. So when you have problems, you can turn to Him. Now, you know my favorite scripture. If you listen to this broadcast any length of time, you know, if you've been listening to them, you know my favorite scripture. That's St. John chapter 16, verse 13. And when He, the Spirit of truth, will come, He will guide you into all truth. I love it. When I don't know what to do, I pray and ask the Lord for wisdom. And the Holy Spirit takes it from there. If you're going to believe God for anything, go by the Word of God. Find the promise and stand on it and decree it in your life, and it will happen. Do not doubt. And we talked about that in the last broadcast. Don't doubt. Choose not to doubt. Doubt is a choice. Faith in your heart, believing God from the heart, is a choice. Doubting not in your heart is a choice. If you doubt in your mind, but you don't doubt in your heart, God will still honor your prayer. And I got scripture that can prove it. When Peter was in jail, the people of God got together and prayed for him. Now they had killed James, Apostle James. Now, and Herod was going to kill Peter because it pleased the crazy crowd. But the people of God got together in a house and started praying for his life. And you know the story in Acts. The angel led him out, and he came to the house. The gates opened up by themselves, and he walked out of the jail. Then he went to that house. And a young girl went to the door and answered, and he was knocking on at the gate. And she looked out and she closed the door and left him out there for excitement. She was so excited to see him. She left him outside and went and told everybody that Peter's outside. Then they said it's his ghost. Now they the ones who believed Peter knew what house to come to. How did he know what house to come to? They were in there praying for his safety. Now, they believed they had breakthrough because they believed and doubted not in the heart. But in their mind, they said foolish things. They said, that's his ghost. Then he knocked on the door and they opened it up and they all rejoiced. You can get a prayer through and the Lord will honor your faith as long as there's no doubt in your heart. We have to pay more attention to what God said. And everything that God does is for a beautiful reason. You're just going to have to trust the Word of God with your life. God, your life is precious to God. He's not going to waste it on foolishness. Now, there's no foolishness that comes from God. Everything God will speak to you is well-evaluated wisdom. Every word of God that you read in this context, it is well-evaluated wisdom. It is well-evaluated love. It is very pure. It will protect your life. And parents need to start studying the Word of God as it is with their children and train them up in the way that they should go. This world is trying to take your children to hell. This world is evil. They want people to be lesbians and homosexuals. They want people to abort people at their will. This is because Satan wants to destroy our nation. He wants to destroy this society and introduce witchcraft. And it's going to leave the world in a tear. See, That's why I think so many people are doing evil. It's coming to a point where the Lord is going to give people over to a reprobate mind. And you're going to see evil on a scale you've never seen it. You're going to have the Word of God in you. You're going to have the Word of God inside your heart. And you're going to have to learn His Word. And you're going to have to do it. A lot of Christians have negated to grow up. They say, well, God's going to rapture us. God is only going to rapture people that's ready. And the rapture is up to, you know, he's in control of that. You're not in control of the rapture. You may have to see some things before the rapture happens. And if you don't believe that the church is going to have some problems, it already had problems. The church went through World War I. It went through World War II. And people say, well, you know, I just asked for the rapture to happen before World War III hit. But I can't promise you that the rapture is going to happen before World War III hits. Now, I rebuke the enemy, and I do everything I can to hold it back. But see, when people have a will of their own, when people get saved, they change the dynamics of everything. And when sometimes people believe from the heart, and when they pray for the country, then it changes the dynamics. I pray for souls. I pray for people that will hear what Jesus has to say. I want the Lord to help. See, there are people out there that will be just as dedicated as Apostle Paul, just as dedicated as they would love God like I do, but they still trapped in the world. They listen to their evil friends. There are good people that's trapped in a bad marriage, a dangerous bad marriage. And the Lord loves us. If you involve God in your life, God can protect your life from anything. He can protect. Some children are making criminal decisions because they're afraid that the gang will kill their family. And they won't tell their family, and they don't tell the police because then the gang will kill somebody they love. But when you believe on, when you teach your children about the Lord and teach them how to pray, see, children don't always, and young people don't always talk about what they're going through. But when they know how to pray, they can get the monkey off their back. They can get rid of the gang. God will turn that gang upside down. He can scatter it like balls on a pool table. When somebody believes him for it. Or he can save them. But the thing is, if you don't know how to pray, how can you protect your home? How can you protect your wife? How can you protect your husband if you're a woman? How can you protect your children? How can you protect your grandchildren if you will not read the Word of God? It's important. God can help you. He can protect you. You can't go by what other people decide to do. You can't go by the failure of other Christians. When a Christian fails in life, when they die before time, get shot, have cancer and die, people pray for them and they still die. That was their case. If you believe God, He can help you. You can't go by who died. I had an uncle that died from cancer. And I was praying earnestly that he would live. But he asked the Lord to take him. He was in pain. So whose prayer is God going to honor? His or mine? He wanted to go. You know, we were not in agreement. I wanted him to stay. He wanted to go. So this is important. You're going to have to come to a point where you trust God yourself. And not take no for an answer. And the Lord will guide you into all truth. He will help you in matters that you don't understand. You're going to have to learn to stand. Everybody's going to have to stand on the Word. You can't go by traditional preaching sometimes. You got to go by the Word of God. the Word of God gives us promises. I believe it in healing. I go to a church that believes in healing. I'm used to people getting healed. And I know people can get healed. But first, you have to fear your heart. You have to believe and doubt not inside your heart and your spirit, man. The Lord wants a conversation with you. You're going to have to draw near to him so he can draw near to you. Now, I'm way out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.